Welcome to The Beehive, the official podcast by Masonic Webmaster, where we delve into the intersection of tradition and technology for today's Masonic organizations. Each episode explores strategies for bringing Freemasonry's values, history, and community efforts to the digital age, from effective web design and social media engagement to storytelling and content that resonates. Whether you're a lodge officer, a committed member, or simply passionate about the craft, The Beehive offers insights and tools to help your organization thrive online while honoring its timeless principles. Join us as we build a vibrant digital presence for Freemasonry, one story at a time. Welcome to today's episode of The Beehive by Masonic Webmaster. In this session, we're diving into a topic that's not just important, it's absolutely essential in this day and age, which is designing websites for mobile first. And trust me, if you're part of a Masonic organization, or any organization really, this is something you cannot afford to ignore. In today's digital world, your website is often the first interaction someone has with your Masonic organization or philanthropic mission. And more often than not, that first impression is happening on a mobile device. Smartphones, tablets, people are browsing while waiting in line, riding the bus, or sitting at a beach park. Mobile browsing has officially surpassed desktop use across nearly every industry, and that trend isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. So what does that mean for your website? It means that designing for mobile first is no longer optional. It's not a feature, not a bonus. It's the baseline expectation. You either engage your audience on their phones, or you lose them before your homepage even finishes loading. Over 60% of global web traffic now comes from mobile devices. In some industries, it's closer to 70 or even 80%. So if your site isn't optimized for mobile, you're missing out on connecting with more than half your potential audience. That's half of your members, your donors, and your supporters. Mobile-first design means starting with the smallest screen in mind. You begin by designing the website for smartphones, then scale up for tablets, laptops, and desktops. And that approach totally flips the old way of thinking. Instead of creating a huge feature-packed desktop site and stripping it down for mobile, mobile-first design forces you to focus on what really matters. Prioritizing user experience, optimizing speed and simplicity, and getting rid of all the digital clutter. The result? A website that's clean, fast, and user-friendly on every screen. Now let's break down four big reasons why mobile-first should be your default strategy. Number one, mobile traffic has surpassed desktop by 60% and growing. If your website doesn't work well on a phone, most of your audience won't stick around long enough to care. Number two, Google uses mobile-first indexing. Google ranks your site based on the mobile version, not the desktop version. If your mobile site is clunky or slow, your SEO ranking takes a hit, even if your desktop site looks great. Number three, user expectations have evolved. People don't have patience for websites that load slowly, have tiny buttons, or force them to zoom in and out. They expect smooth, seamless, finger-friendly experiences. And finally, number four, performance impacts conversions. Whether it's form submissions, donations, or event signups, mobile design affects outcomes. 53% of mobile users will bounce, yet a site takes longer than 3 seconds to load. A 1 second delay can drop conversions by 7%. And mobile-friendly forms and buttons get filled out more often. It's as simple as that. Now let's go through a quick checklist of the essentials for what makes a great mobile-first site. When designing for mobile-first, it's essential to prioritize the content that matters most. That means starting with a bold headline, a clear call to action, and eliminating any unnecessary fluff. Users should immediately understand who you are and what you want them to do. Next, simplify your navigation. Mobile screens are small, so keep things clean and focused. Use hamburger menus, sticky headers, and concise tabs to guide users effortlessly. Avoid overwhelming your visitors with too many options or long, complicated menus. Optimize for touch by designing for thumbs instead of mouse clicks. Make sure buttons are large enough to tap comfortably and that forms are easy to fill out on smaller screens. Every interactive element should feel natural and intuitive on a mobile device. Use responsive layouts to ensure that your content looks great on every screen size, from smartphones and tablets to widescreen monitors. Flexible grids and smart breakpoints will make sure nothing feels out of place or difficult to read. Don't forget to test your website across real devices. While emulators and previews are helpful, they don't always reflect how a site truly performs. Testing on actual iOS and Android devices gives you the clearest picture of your user's experience. And of course, speed is everything. A slow site turns visitors away. Compress your images, minimize third-party scripts, and use caching to enhance load times. Tools like Google Lighthouse can help you identify performance bottlenecks and improve them quickly. Let's explore a few real-world examples of how mobile-first design directly benefits Masonic organizations. When you approach web design with mobile users in mind, the results are both practical and powerful. For local lodges and chapters, a mobile-friendly website makes it easy for members and potential initiates to find key information, such as meeting times, locations, and contact details, right from their phones, wherever they are. For Masonic foundations, mobile-optimized donation forms allow supporters to give on the spot. Whether they're moved during a fundraising event or inspired by a social media post, having a seamless mobile experience can turn that moment of motivation into meaningful action. Community outreach also becomes more effective with mobile accessibility. Parents, volunteers, and partners can register for events, access important resources, or connect with your organization on their own schedule. Ultimately, mobile-first design is about meeting people where they are and removing barriers that stand in the way of connection and engagement. Mobile-first isn't just about technology. It's about people. It's about how real humans experience your organization online, in the real world, in real time. When you design mobile-first, you're showing respect for your audience's time, their needs, and their attention. So, if you haven't already, it's time to rethink how your website is built. Because mobile-first isn't just smart design, it's the new standard. That's it for today's episode of The Beehive. If you found this helpful, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow brothers, sisters, or web team. Have questions or ideas? Reach out. We'd love to hear from you.